Hi, this is Hanel Sky Girl. I go by Sky. I'm answering Brainy Babe's question or challenge that she posted a few weeks ago about what I like about myself. It's pretty challenging to answer this, but it's something I'm actually working on in my private life, so I thought I would give this a try, and I do like a challenge, so here goes. The first thing that I like about myself is that I'm learning to allow there to be a silence. When I get anxious, I chatter nonstop. And it's annoying for people to listen to. And it's really, really draining for me to do. And it's literally a habit of a lifetime. And I wasn't even aware that I did it until recently. But you can't fix what you don't know. But now I'm aware of it. And so I'm working really hard to fix it, to allow there to be a silence, for there to be space. I'm working better on being a better listener, because now I'm listening. I'm not listening to think about what I'm going to say next. I'm listening to understand, because communication is a two-way street, and lots of people like to talk. Not as many people like to listen. And so the fact that I am self-aware, and when I find something that I don't like about myself, I'm willing to try and change it, admit it and change it. I think that's a good quality to have, and I'm really grateful that I have the ability to do that. The next thing that I like about myself is that I'm learning to really evaluate things in my life. I'm learning to have things in my life, and only have things in my life, that bring me joy or that have meaning. I collect a lot of stuff, papers and knickknacks from my world travels and things that people give me, and it could become something like out of hoarders. Now, it never has, only because I never stay in one place long enough. But I'm really working on keeping the memories, you know, by photographing favorite objects or that kind of thing. And then passing them on to somebody who would enjoy them, or giving them to the Salvation Army, or there's a shop in my city that sells things, and with the money they raise, they help fund a homeless shelter. So I always donate to them whenever I have anything. So I'm working on clearing out the clutter, and I don't want things to just be taking up space anymore. I used to be afraid of too much empty space. I guess just like I was afraid of silence. And now I don't need that, and I don't want that. And I'm learning to be uncomfortable until I get used to it, because change is not comfortable. But that's okay. It's not supposed to be comfortable, I guess, until you get used to it. Anything new is usually hard and scary. So I'm just learning to let there be space. And if I get rid of a chair because I don't like it, or because it doesn't work, or because it doesn't suit the purpose, or it's too low, as long as I have a place to sit, I don't need to immediately replace that chair. I can just leave the space, and I'm really, really trusting that whatever is supposed to come and be there is going to. Like, I'll find what goes there. And just learning to let there be that space and that time. And actually trust that things will work out, things will work out the way they're supposed to. And I guess the last thing that I like about myself is that I don't make New Year's resolutions anymore. Because in my opinion, they don't work. When I'm working on changing something, I need to recommit every single day. So I'm very, very careful about the language I use when I talk about it to other people, and when I talk to myself and give myself pep talks, when I write it, when I write mantras, when I write reminders for myself. I'm really, really careful to use the word choose. So every day I choose to work on a goal, to work on something that moves me forward, something that gets me closer to where I want to be. I don't have to, but I choose to. And that is really powerful, to be able to say that. And that recommitment every day helps me stay on focus, stay on course. So I like that I break my goals down into SMART goals. So they're specific, they're measurable, they're attainable, they're realistic, and they're time-oriented, which means that I put a time frame on them. And that's the difference between a goal and a dream, is that a goal actually has a way, it's very specific, you can measure it, and it has a time frame, because a goal without a time frame is just a dream. And so I guess the biggest thing that I'm glad about is that I don't need a hero. I'm not looking for a hero. I don't need anybody to rescue me. I'm working on me, and I'm a work in progress, and some days I'm more of a mess than others, but I'm getting there, and I'm just getting there one day at a time, and sometimes it's a baby step, and sometimes it's a giant step, and sometimes I fall down, and I get back up, and I continue on. And, you know, sometimes I get frustrated because I feel like other people seem to get there faster, or they make it look easier, or whatever, but I really quickly remind myself that that's their journey and this is mine. And all that matters is that I'm doing the best that I can and that I'm moving forward. And so, although there are a lot of things that I don't like about myself, way more than I do, I'm working on it and it's coming along. And I don't think I would have been able to list one even a few months ago. So that's progress. Thanks for listening, if you did, if you made it this far. Bye.